You see, friends, salvation belongs to our God who sits on the throne. The Encouraging
Word. Oh, we have an exciting conclusion to the message we began yesterday with Dr. Don Wilton. You weren't here yesterday. That's okay. We'll catch you up in just a moment. You'll find a great deal of insight on this message called The End of the Story. We'll be diving into God's Word with Dr. Wilton in just a moment, but we want you to know that we're here for you. We're connecting right now on our website at theencouragingword.org. It's a place you can actually listen to yesterday's broadcast if you'd like to, or gain more insight on ways to connect and strengthen your Bible study. We'd love to encourage you there. We'd also love to pray with you at 866-899-WORD. That's 866-899-9673, not just now during the broadcast, but 24 hours a day, we would love to pray with and for you. And now, Dr. Don Wilton.
Every seal, there is a judgment cast down upon those who are left behind upon this earth. Those who are left behind upon this earth come under the control of Antichrist. And Antichrist will stamp or put the mark 666 on every person who worships the beast. They will be identified, and because of their identification with Antichrist, will be given access to food, will be given access to health care, will be given access to society. Without that, according to the book of Revelation, people are going to suffer in an unprecedented manner in the first 3.5 years of the tribulation. One of the many prophecies concerns access to everybody. Is it possible that everybody in this world is giving access to somebody? Is it possible that we can be hacked? Is it possible that all of us are punching in www.w.com? Is it possible that there is someone in Africa who can read our emails? Is it possible that some powerful person could see to it that you can only get groceries if you've got a Sam's card? Or if you're a member of Costco, is it possible? That's followed by the 6 trumpet judgments. And when the trumpet judgments are issued from heaven, they increase in severity in the manner with which the people of this earth are judged. When we get to the 7th trumpet, that begins and precipitates the 7 bowl judgments. The bowl judgments are the bowls of the wrath of God. We find an ultimate picture of the righteousness of God in an attitudinal, diametric opposition to the sinfulness of man. We're given an absolute picture of the complete intolerance of God toward the sin of man. Is it possible that man today has said, well, I know that that's sin, but God doesn't really mind, doesn't he? Well, I know that the Bible says that this is wrong, but you know, God loves me anyway, does he? Well, I know that I live in a world today in which you've just got to change your attitude because it's not politically proper. It's not socially acceptable. And you know, God keeps up with society and culture and politics. Does he? Or is he the same yesterday and today and forever? At the end of the 7 bowl judgments, again chronologically, we have this dramatic announcement in chapter 19. The choirs of heaven sing, and Jesus comes again. The picture there is very clear as opposed to the beginning of the 7 years. Because now from verse 11 of chapter 19, we find Jesus coming out of heaven. Guess who's with him? I am. Guess who's with him? You are. Every person who has believed on the name of the Lord Jesus. We now accompany the Lamb. That's why we pledge allegiance to the Lamb. And we come back to this earth. And Jesus will land, the Bible says, on the Mount of Olives. And the mountain will be split in two, and rivers of living water will flow from him. And he'll march down past the church of the teardrop. And remember the Garden of Gethsemane, where once he knelt and prayed, and where they came and arrested him, dragged him up that hill, crucified him. He's going to march right past that beautiful garden of prayer, across the golden gate, where that forever sealed golden gate is going to be opened. He's going to walk back onto the temple mound, for he is the temple. He has nothing to be built because he is the building. He needs no cornerstone because he is the cornerstone. And together with all of us, he's going to march across to the battlefields of Armageddon, where the Bible says the final battle is going to take place. All the kings of the earth, all the great, great, great people, all those who hail from the rooftops of society, all those who have defied the name of God will gather and come against him, where he, by the word of his mouth, will slay them. The Bible says the blood in the battlefields of Armageddon will rise as high as the mouths of horses. And then he'll go back into Jerusalem, where he'll set up his reign for 1,000 years, the Bible says in chapter 20. It's called the 1,000-year reign. We're going to reign with him. I think we're going to kind of take up residence. I don't know where I'm going to be staying. I hope it's going to be the King David or the Hyatt Regency or something like that. But we're going to be with him. This earth is going to be flourishing. And then at the end of the 1,000-year reign, God is going to come down out of heaven. He says in Revelation 21, by the way, he said it. I didn't say it. He's going to come out of heaven. And he's going to say, excuse me, hello, from now on, there's no heaven, no earth. I've actually removed gravity. You don't need rocket ships anymore. You are a rocket ship. You don't need space. You are space. You don't need time because you are time. You don't need perfect because I am perfect. And the God of creation that we read about in the beginning is now the God of recreation. For he now recreates us back to his original creation. And we'll find ourselves back in the Garden of Eden. I don't know, but I think I may be living in South Carolina. How about you? But this earth is going to revert back to that perfect place. And Revelation 21:22 tells us all about it. Oh, yeah. That's the book of Revelation. The end of the story presents a series of events and outlines a timeline, but number three gives us a profile. This book of Revelation gives us a profile. Let me tell you who this book profiles. Really, four or five or six groups of people. Number one, gives us a profile of the Holy Trinity. God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Spirit. Open your Bibles to chapter 1. Let me just show you. Chapter 1, verse 1. The revelation of Jesus Christ, which God is God the Father. Everything begins with God. Who is God, by the way? He's the Alpha. It means it all began with him. Without him, you and I got nothing. Put your faith and trust in him, because he's the beginning. He really is. And at the end, he's the end too. He joins both sides, which never end. Because there was never a beginning, because God never began. And there's never an end, because God doesn't end. And so shall we be. That's heaven. That's what eternal life is. That's why we have hope and a future. God, look at verse 2, who bore witness to the word of God and to the testimony of Jesus. There's the second person of the Holy Trinity, the Lord Jesus. Well, go to chapter 2 and verse 11. He who has an ear, let him hear what the Spirit says. God Father, God Son, God Holy Spirit. Profile number one, book of Revelation is full of God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Spirit. Jesus Christ, the Son of the living God, was, is, always will be totally victorious. Profile number two, the unholy Trinity. Who's the unholy Trinity? Well, just take a look with me. Let's go to chapter 13. Take a look at chapter 13, just for example. Amazing, amazing chapter. Let me tell you who the unholy Trinity is. The complementary threesome. The three spirits. Number one, the dragon. That is Satan. Number two, the beast, Antichrist. Number three, another beast, the false prophet. There are three operatives in the book of Revelation who stand opposite the Holy Trinity. God Father, the dragon. God Son, Antichrist. God Spirit, false prophet. The three who will try and control this earth are Satan, Antichrist, who is a person. He's a man who may or may not be on the earth as we speak. And the book of Revelation gives us his profile. We can build his profile. We can know basically where he comes from, what he does, how he acts. And the third person is the false prophet.
You're listening to the teaching of Dr. Don Wilton here on The Encouraging Word, and there's a great deal more to come, so please don't go away. But as we take this pause, Dr. Wilton wants me to remind you we're here for you every single day. It's our privilege, mine on some occasions, to catch the calls from you at 866-899-WORD just to pray. Our number again is 866-899-9673. I've encouraged you before if you've tuned in, or if this is your new first time, think about considering us as a contact in your phone. Just put TEW, The Encouraging Word, and store the number 866-899-9673. 24 hours a day, you have a friend loving to pray with you. We believe in the power of prayer. When this ministry was begun, longer than Dr. Don and I have been alive, we knew that prayer was foundational to who we needed to be. Dependent prayer is one of our foundational values. So just know that we're here for you. That's 866-899-9673. Or if you'd rather, keyboard to keyboard is a great way to connect as well on our website, theencouragingword.org. It's a long URL, I know, but just think about it, theencouragingword.org. We'd love to have you visit us, discover more about the ways you can be encouraged on a daily basis, whether it's through the Daily Encouraging Word email you can sign up on our website for, or download podcasts and more. It's all right there at theencouragingword.org. Now let's dive back into the end of the story. That's the message today from Dr. Don Wilton.
This is a great religious leader. He's so great as a religious leader that everything that he does gives credence to the work of the dragon. Let me tell you something. The world today wants more than anything else the church to validate its behavior. Do you want me to pack out the average church? I think we could do it. You know how to really pack out a church? Just get up one day and list six moral sins against God and say, I want you to know, it doesn't matter to God. If that's what you want to do, it's just fine as far as God's concerned. There is no greater validation for sin than getting the clergy, and particularly someone that you respect, to say God doesn't mind. I tell you what's even better is to get a clergyman to be a clergyman and hardly ever mention the name of Jesus. Or I'll tell you something even better. Get a great clergyman, a respected person, to talk about nothing but good works. Very popular. Very essential, because without works, what's the good of our faith? Faith without works is dead. But faith, it must be in Jesus Christ. And the profile that we are given here of the Holy Trinity, the unholy Trinity, thirdly, of unbelievers. This whole book of Revelation is replete with a picture of unbelievers. People who say no to Jesus. I hope that's not you. Because this book tells me and tells you that if you don't know Jesus, if you were to die right now, it's too late. This book tells me that if you're alive when Jesus comes in the clouds, you don't know Jesus, you're going to be left behind. This book tells me if you're an unbeliever, you're going to go through the 7-year tribulation. I sure don't want that to happen to you. That is horrific. This book tells me, if you don't know Jesus, in Revelation 20, you're going to stand before the great white throne judge. And this book tells me that if your name's not written in the Lamb's Book of Life, you're going to be cast into a place called hell. That's spelled H-E-L-L. The Bible talks about it a lot. Oh, we don't like to. And actually, it's very unpopular. And I'll guarantee you something. If you're willing to get up and say there is no hell, you could become the most popular preacher in America. But I'm afraid I can't do that, because this book is full of it from cover to cover. But then the book of Revelation profiles believers. I'm one of those. Just by the grace of God, I don't deserve that, but I'm a Christian man, giving my heart to Jesus. Bible says if I were to die today, I'd be carried by the angels up into heaven. Bible says if I'm alive when Jesus comes in the clouds, boom, just like that. I'm going to be snatched out, taken up to join all those who are already in heaven, together with so many of you, thousands, millions of people. Means that I'm going to be in heaven during the 7-year tribulation, and it means in chapter 19, verse 11, I'm part of that army. When Jesus comes back to this earth, I'm there. When he marches across to the battlefield of Armageddon, I'm in the rear guard, and I don't even need a gun in my hand, because not one shot's going to be fired. Bible also tells me I'm going to reign with him for 1,000 years, and the Bible also says to me that I'm not going to be part of the great white throne judgment. And the Bible also says to me that because I'm a believer, I've been profiled, I'm going to live with him forever. Yep, end of the story, book of Revelation. Presents a series of events, outlines a timeline, gives a profile. Oh, look, by the way, there are a lot of other profiles. Tells us about all the people in heaven, people like the elders, the living creatures. Oh, did I mention the angels? They're all over the place. Angels. But you know, the book of Revelation also describes both heaven and hell. Both heaven and hell. It's an amazing thing. I wish I had time today to go to chapter after chapter and word after word. Chapter 4, I read to you just a little peek, sneak preview when John arrives up in heaven. He describes a little bit of heaven. But right from that point on, we're given snippets of heaven. And one snippet, one picture after another picture after another. And we get all the way to chapter 21 and chapter 22. And boom, here we come. I mean, heaven, what an incredible place. Guess where it is? Right here. Because this earth is going back to the Garden of Eden. But it also gives us an horrific picture of hell. You know, I wish I could circumvent the end and the description of hell. But for example, if you go to chapter 16, I'm just giving you one verse. Chapter 16, verse 8. Remember the three judgments? The seal judgments, followed by the trumpet judgments, followed by the bowl judgments, and they increase in severity. When you go one bowl judgment, two bowl judgments, three bowl judgments, four bowl judgments, five bowl judgments, six bowl judgments, seven bowl judgments, here comes Jesus again. Those judgments give one unbelievable picture of hell. Chapter 16, verse 8, the fourth angel poured out his bowl on the sun, and it was allowed to scorch people with fire. They were scorched by fierce heat. They cursed the name of God, who had power over these plagues, but they did not repent and give him glory. The fifth angel poured out his bowl on the throne of the beast, and its kingdom was plunged into darkness, and people gnawed their tongues in anguish and cursed the God of heaven for their pain and sores, but they did not repent. Tell you, I sure don't like talking about that. But excuse me, how can anybody say there's no hell? How can you say that when it's written? What you're saying is you don't believe what God says. I can't avoid that. But it's not what I dwell on, because what I want to dwell on is the fifth summary of the book of Revelation. Here it is. The end of the story issues a clear invitation. I love this part. So I want you to just look with me, go all the way to the very last book of the book of Revelation. We'll close with this, chapter 22, and I only want you to look at verse 17. Now you must see this. Your life may depend on this. You must see this. This is incredible. Revelation chapter 22 and verse 7, the Spirit and the bride say, come. And let the one who hears say, come. And let the one who is thirsty come. Let the one who desires to take the water of life without price come. God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believes in him should not die, should not perish, but will have everlasting life. Watch this. Listen to this. Get this. For God did not send his Son into this world to condemn the world, but that the world through him might believe and might be saved. Come. That's the book of Revelation. You see, friends, salvation belongs to our God who sits on the throne. And I want you to say yes to Jesus. Get your heart right with the Lord today. I ask you, please hear me, my friend. Do you know Jesus? Do you hear how urgent that is? Do you know how serious that is? Do you not understand how wonderful that is? Please give your heart to Jesus. I'd be so honored to help you. If you're wondering about me, I'm just a sinner saved by God's grace. I'm just a sinner saved by God's grace. If it weren't for the grace of God, I'd have nothing to say. So you might look at me today and say, Pastor, but you know, I've done this. There is not one single sin God will not forgive. How about that? Accepting the sin of saying no to him. Don't say no to him. Say yes. Give your life to Christ. Turn your heart over to him. Settle that. I tell you, folks, there is nothing more wonderful, more fulfilling in this whole life that we live and knowing Jesus. I'd love to help you.
Well, procrastination is such a tool of the enemy, stopping us when, if the Lord has stirred your heart, respond now. Let us talk with you. Let us pray with you. Our phone number is 866-899-WORD. That's 866-899-WORD. 1-800-899-9673. And it will connect you not just now during the broadcast, but 24 hours a day to one of us happy to talk, to listen, to pray, to maybe connect you with some resources that will help you in the next step, whatever that might be, as God is leading you. That's 866-899-9673. Or meet us online at theencouragingword.org. And now more from Dr. Don Wilton.
Are you ready to give your heart and life to the Lord Jesus Christ? I'm so happy to hear that. Why don't you pray this prayer with me today? Dear God, I know that you love me very, very much. And I know that the Lord Jesus Christ came and died on a cross so that I might be forgiven of my sin. Today, I repent of my sin. I confess my sin to you. And I invite you to come into my heart and into my life by faith. In Jesus' name I pray. If you've prayed that prayer, let me be the first one to welcome you to the family of God. This is wonderful. I hope that you know how much I'm going to be praying for you and how very important this is for me. Call us so that we can talk to you and connect you in the right place so you can begin this wonderful journey. And in just a moment, I'm going to come back with a final word.
What better day than today, this particular Thursday, to say yes to Jesus? If the Lord has stirred your heart, maybe it's during the message you heard from Dr. Wilton or from the time in the studio seconds ago when he reminded you that Jesus is using this radio station to let you know he loves you as a plan for your life. Today is the day to say yes to Jesus. If you'd like to give your heart to Christ, let us talk with you, pray with you at 866-899-WORD. That's 866-899-9673. And if you'd rather use your keyboard, we're good with that as well on our website at theencouragingword.org. That's theencouragingword.org. And speak of encouragers, thank you so much. Many of you have joined the team of encouragers helping us prayerfully and financially reach people with the good news of Jesus Christ.
Hello, my friends. I want to speak to you personally today from my heart to yours. I don't think there is ever a better or more important time for us to respond to our world by standing up for righteousness. Now, with this in mind, I would like to invite you to become an encourager ministry partner. You see, together we can impact lives both now and for all time and all eternity. The Encouraging Word is a viewer and listener-supported ministry. And to know that you are standing with me financially enables me to move forward with confidence to do the work God has called me to do. So please call the number on your screen and just simply say, I want to become an encourager. Thank you so much for helping me.
That number is 866-899-WORD. We would love to hear from you. 866-899-9673. And of course, that number and other ways to connect are on our website at theencouragingword.org. Till tomorrow, take care and God bless.